is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those other talk show hosts out there in the industry. They want to charge you for their websites. We give it to you. So enjoy. Over at freetalklive.com, in fact, the main feature on the site allows you, the listener, to influence some of the stuff we might discuss on the air by submitting show prep suggestions. And even if your suggestion doesn't make it on the air, other listeners will see it because it's on our site. And it's this community kind of site where essentially you get to control the content of the website. You can submit whether it's a YouTube video or a news article or a blog post or whatever it is you want. You submit it, other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike it, and then the most liked make it to the front page of the site. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into the phone calls here, but Mark, you've got an email from a snitch, or someone who is feeling guilty, apparently, about being a snitch. We'll find out more about that here in a little bit. First, we check in for the first time on the road to Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com, having about ready to wrap up the New York City leg of your tour. Adam, Pete, or do we have you both, or just one or the other?
We're both here.
Welcome, hey. Welcome back, gents. Yeah. So you took off from Keene, New Hampshire last week and headed down toward New York City, and the adventures have already begun. What have you experienced?
Well, I mean, we actually had to cut our New York trip a little short due to the impossible traffic situation in there and guiding a 30-foot RV around there.
It's a nightmare.
What's that?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it is. It's awful. But last time we were fortunate, we were in New York City with Motorhome Diaries to get a parking pass, but that just didn't work out since Bloomberg has instituted a $2,000 a night parking fee pass for like documentaries and people wanting to do like trailers and things like that. So pretty much making it impossible for any small budget people like ourselves wanting to do some videoing in the city.
Wow.
So, yeah, we actually wrapped it up, and we're outside of Philadelphia now. But, yeah, it was still an action-packed week for us. We did some feature outreach. We actually had to park out in New Jersey. And I actually got a cop on camera who was saying his sole purpose of approaching me and demanding my ID and stuff in a very vulgar tone was to intimidate me. So it's been quite the week.
Yeah, you showed me that video, and it's now public, right?
It is.
That's great. Folks can go see that at libertyontour.com. You were just in a parking lot doing something, and this guy didn't like the fact that you had a video camera out and came right over and literally, I mean, looked like he was going to lash out at you physically.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, like I said, we just stayed in Edgewater, New Jersey. It was it's about a 10-minute car ride without traffic outside the city, and there was a big parking lot with businesses and things there, and there's a 24-hour Starbucks. And so the kids come out at night, you know, around 10 p.m. with their crotch rockets and their fancy cars, and they hang out there. And on Thursday night, there was a couple hundred kids about and about three or four squad cars and a motorcycle cop came in there and just started blaring their lights and, like, pushing everybody out. So, you know, Pete and I, being advocates of filming public officials and Liberty on Tour being centric around activism, grabbed our cameras, and Pete was actually just in the shower when this started to happen. So I went out there on my own to start, and I filmed this motorcycle cop. And I was a good, you know, 20, 30 feet away from him filming, and all of a sudden he puts it on the kickstand and just V-lines it for me. Yelling, you know, give me your ID, give me your insurance papers. I'm not anywhere near a car, nor have I been suspected of a crime, so I simply state, you know, like, am I legally required to do that? And, you know, you're scaring me, you're intimidating me, you know, he's backing me up. And he luckily backed off. I don't know exactly what it was, but, yeah, for a second there, I thought he was going to thump my skull for a minute. I mean, the cops in Keene are somewhat used to it, but that guy definitely even said later in the video, I don't like my picture being taken, and to which I replied, you're in the wrong business, buddy.
Yeah, right. That's exactly the right response, because he's a public official on public property going about public duties being paid by public funds. I don't understand why this guy thinks he has some right to anonymity.
Sure. Well, and actually, it wasn't public property. It's actually private. There's a strip mall, like facing on all three sides of this parking lot, And there's a security team there, or a company that's like paid to patrol this. So I even asked, because after the fact, after he intimidated me like that, I went and got Pete, because I mean, rule number one is you probably should do these things with a group. I mean, the more the better. The more cameras, the more angles, the safer you're going to be. But so I went back to get Pete, because I wasn't able to get his badge number or name. I was pretty sure I had it on video, but I wanted to get it from him. So we went and got Pete, and I went back over, and then one of his superiors just so happened to be in the location where he was, so I showed him the video. Of course, he, like, backed his officer saying, I don't know what else happened when I showed him the video. I mean, it's clear as day. But he then, when we were returning to the RV or on our way, the same officer who intimidated me came up and said, oh, it's a 16-hour day, and, you know, this happens every Tuesday. And I made the point. I'm like, well, this is a private parking lot. You know, there's security here. And he said, well, somebody called us. You know, this, you know, whether they did or didn't, I don't know.
Hey, at least he apologized. You never hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty. It is pretty rare to hear. It was, you know, as close to an apology as this guy could possibly get.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually said I'm sorry, but he was making excuses.
He didn't really say sorry. He was trying to say that, like, he was kind of right and I was kind of right, because he was talking about an information stop, and I then reiterated to him that I think you should spend your time IDing people who have actually had victims or are suspected of a crime. And, you know, he said, well, I could stop you for an information. And I'm like, well, I don't know, really agree with that, you know, whether it is true or not. I don't know if they have, like, some local city ordinance that states as such. But I don't know. I told him, you know, they wanted to know if I wanted to file a report. And in order to do so, I'd have to give up my personal information again. And I declined and said, I'll just make a YouTube video. And this morning I emailed that link to not only the mayor, but the council and the chief of police and a detective over there as well.
You should ask the cops for their email addresses so that you can send them their videos. They'll love that.
Exactly. I'm sure he's going to hear about this one way or another.
Great. So what else? Glad you ended up all right without your head being caved in that particular scenario. So what else have you guys experienced? I mean, how was the meet? Did y'all have a meetup and that sort of thing? Were you getting together with the New York City people, even though your time was limited there?
Yeah, we had a great meetup. This is Pete. We had a great meetup in New York. One of our friends helped secure location, a fellow lover of liberty. He later came up to me and said, hey, if you guys are ever in town, need another place, like a pretty kind of a cool, like, downstairs venue that turned out to be like a hopping club by the time we got out of there. He said, let us know. So there's definitely a lot of good people there. And actually, right as we left, a bunch of us went out and grabbed a bite. And then Adam donned his Uncle Sam outfit, and he and I and then three of our other friends joined us, and we went down to Times Square and did some outreach. So that was cool because, like, you know, we would approach people, do some stuff, and, like, right away our three friends who were, you know, girls who aren't too hard on the eyes would descend in there with some Liberty on Tour literature, some Advocates for Self-Government literature.
Nice.
And hand that stuff out. So we had, I think, a good impact that night. And then yesterday, I guess it was, a couple days ago, we drove through New York City, like Midtown and Harlem, in Marv on the PA, just dropping some knowledge. So that was a lot of fun. We got some emails. We got an email from a guy who said, hey, when I saw you drove by, like, I was just, like, struck. That thing looked too professional to be real. But then he said he tried to run and catch up with us. But he said, you know, you just got done running 11 miles. So I don't know. I mean, that's crazy in and of itself. But he runs a blog that's kind of like free market oriented. So he was on board. And it was kind of cool seeing that. But other than that, like Adam said, now we're out in Philly. We got a pretty good week planned already. We just put a short video up today that kind of tells people what we have planned, but we're also asking for ideas as well, and we're encouraging people to join us anytime we're going out. You know, the more folks we have, the more people we can touch and reach and hopefully advance the voluntary society. So we're really pumped to be out here.
Well, the trip has only just begun. You guys have got 13 weeks. You're going to be on the road. You're through one of them at this point, and you've got 13 cities you're visiting. As you said, you've already rolled into Philadelphia. Folks can go to libertyontour.com. Can you all stick around for a little bit? I want to talk about Julian Hoechlin.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
All right, great. More with Pete and Adam. They were also there in New York City as fully informed jury activist Julian Hoechlin was arrested again outside of the federal courthouse. And because Adam and Pete were on board, got some pretty good video footage of it. We'll talk about that here in a little bit and take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. We've got a bunch of archives, in fact, going all the way back to 2006. Enjoy it all free over at freetalklive.com, and it will cost you nothing. The last week's worth of the show is right there on the front page of the site, and then you click into the archive section,
in order to go back to 06. And by the way, the Free Talk Live archives are brought to you by HostGator.
Yeah, that's right. HostGator.freetalklive.com. They are a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, go to HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, as we continue here, our friends from LibertyOnTour.com, Pete and Adam are with us as they are on the road in a cross-country tour, going all the way over to the West Coast and then back down toward Miami. Over 13 weeks, started out here in Keene, headed down to New York City, and now they have unfortunately had to leave New York City a little bit early because it's flipping impossible to actually park a 30-foot RV there. But they are now down in the Philadelphia area, and there's some great events coming up. Apparently, guys, what's on the way? What's coming up this week in Philly?
Well, this week, I mean, we have a good thing lined up. Tomorrow, we're gonna head down to the downtown area. You know, they got the Liberty Bell and all these other status things going on. Not to mention City Hall, which itself is a reflection of violence and force. So we're hoping to get a good amount of content there. On Wednesday, we're hoping to cover the MOVE story, which is something Pete is looking up, but it's more of a time where essentially there's this movement of people who are anti-government, and after a year standoff and or battle with them, the government ended up dropping a bomb on them. It's something they didn't admit to for years. They kind of pulled like a Waco thing where they said these people started a fire in their own home that they were barricaded in, and especially, it's a real mess.
Let me back up. Just to correct you, there was a shootout. There's a standoff for a year. There was a shootout. The cops fired 10,000 rounds into a house. And then 7 years later, at another location at their new headquarters, they dropped essentially 4 pounds of C4 on this residence, killed 10 people, including 5 kids, burned out 65 houses. Then it took them over a decade to even issue out one payment to somebody. And it's just terrible, but...
Yeah, I've heard about this. I've heard about these people. They were like a group of folks that, I don't know if what their organization was really all about, but they'd changed their names or something like that, and they were all living together, and they weren't, worshipping the state.
Not like black nationalists, but like sort of anarcho-primitivists and stuff like that, and, you know, they took the surname Africa. So I don't think like necessarily Meyer Adams' views would overlap 100% with them. But what would overlap is the fact that, you know, peaceful people shouldn't be aggressed upon, and it's clear who the aggressors were in the situation.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Let's rewind a little bit back to last week in New York City with Julian Hyklund, the heroic elderly activist who has been arrested multiple times outside of federal courthouses for simply handing out information, fully informed jury information, to people that are passing by, something that I've done a number of times out in front of the local courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire. I've done it down in Florida as well. And while I've experienced a little bit of intimidation from the police, no one has ever been arrested. But this man has been arrested over and over again, and you guys actually witnessed it this time and got video footage.
Yeah, exactly. It was our first day of the official start of Liberty on Tour last Wednesday, and we went down to meet Julian at around 11:30 by 500 Pearl Street, which is where the federal courthouse is in New York City in the Financial District. This time it was myself, Pete, Bile from Blog of Bile, and one other fellow from
Darren Wolf from Philly here, and he's going to come out with us this week as well.
Yeah, and so we went down there, so we had about 4 cameras, and Julian was the one who stepped on the federal property to distribute the material. By his account, he said that they allowed him to hand out material for a little longer, so he said he got about 35 pamphlets handed out. I know I handed out about a dozen on public property, which I guess isn't as big of a deal, and one of those I even handed out was to a federal agent of some sort. I don't know if he was a U.S. Marshal or a DHS guy, but so Julian handed that out, and after about 30 minutes, they pretty much said they had enough. They went to arrest him. He goes limp, like some of us have chosen to do when being arrested for nonviolent, non-victim crimes. And that's pretty much when it ramped up, and there was a bunch of agents around, and Pete and I felt the need to let them know that, hey, you know, you got to think about your actions. You're responsible for them. You know, this is a peaceful man. Julian is 78 years old. And he's been arrested about a dozen times in that location alone, as well as some others throughout the country. And, I mean, it's a basic principle of this man is handing out educational material. The reason he chooses this location is because it's more likely to get into a juror's hands as opposed to doing it in my Times Square, where I'm sure he can distribute 1,000 flyers of people that would take them. But, I mean, the bang for your buck is in this location.
Yeah, sure.
And it's just sort of...
No, I was just absolutely agreeing. When I was watching this footage of him being arrested, I find out later on that he was just turned over to the EMTs. So they didn't actually end up processing him or charging him. They basically just pawned him off on the EMTs to get him out of there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't even when they went to arrest him, one of the security officers or DHS guys, you know, in a funny costume, he said, you know, we can handle this through the court, you know, so on and such, and didn't want to go on with that. So, I mean, essentially, yeah, they called EMTs, they carted him off, they strapped him to a stretcher, and pretty much after some intimidation in the hospital, pretty much let him go without charging him with any further charges. I mean, him and Bile both have lawsuits against the Department of Homeland Security. Julian's is for distributing educational material, and Biles is for filming on federal property.
All right, gents, libertyontour.com is the place to go. If you haven't yet visited Adam and Pete, definitely do that. You'll see what their itinerary is, where they're going to be in the next 12 weeks or so, and they may be coming to a city near you. Great excuse to get out and meet some other liberty-minded folks, because you guys do meetups in every single city, which is a good way to meet up with other people that are already in your area. And, of course, you guys are out there spreading the word about great liberty-oriented organizations, Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, Free Keen. Some of my websites are being emblazoned in a large way across MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. So, again, it's great to be on board, and we're glad to have you out there talking about freedom around the country.
Hey, we appreciate it. We're happy to be promoting such principle and like-minded organizations, and you know, we love the things you guys do, and you guys make it easy for us, so we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for being out there, guys. Good luck on the road, and we'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to call in as soon as you hear something exciting that you want to share with our audience.
Hey, no problem.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ed.
Good night.
You know, with all the activism that goes on, I think that somehow Julian Hoechlin's situation tends to get obscured in it. If you can imagine a 70-something-year-old man gets arrested over and over again, it's not a one-time situation for handing out information to jurors about their rights on the steps of a courthouse.
Yeah.
Of federal courthouses. Why? I mean, America, ask yourself, why is this happening?
What do they not want you to know about?
I mean, wouldn't our founding fathers have done this same sort of activity? I mean, I guess I just have to ask, how many of our founding fathers would the Department of Homeland Security throw in jail now?
Well, the other question is, why don't you go out and do what Julian does? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos. The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Get you there. Edit virtually anything you see. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you've tried to lose weight before and you've had a tough time, you know, going to the gym can be difficult. It's difficult to come up with the time to do it consistently. As far as dieting, I don't know about you. I've always been bad at it. Diet pills make me fidgety. I found a product that helped me. And, well, I liked it so much, I got involved in it. It's called LumaThinPlus.com. That's LumaThinPlus.com. Take a look over there and see the pitch. It's new with extra science. You can check the website there and see all the scientific studies at LumaThinPlus.com.
All right. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. Coming up, former president of Mexico has come out against the war on drugs. But first, Mark, let's talk about one of the most despicable aspects of the war on drugs, and that is that it encourages people to snitch on one another, that the government folks are out there with their programs that that offer bounties to people for turning in their friends or family members or coworkers or neighbors for having drugs or selling drugs.
In this case, it's not one of those cases where you call in this 800 number and you can get $500 for squealing on your best friend. It's not one of those situations. This is a situation like so many people who get caught up into, in the arrests. And if you try to make a stand for you know, protecting your friends and things like that, or your business acquaintances, they are going to ram it down your throat.
Oh, so you're talking about this. You've got an email here from somebody who snitched out another person. You're saying they were busted themselves first and then rolled over?
That's correct.
Oh, that's horrible.
Let me read the email to you.
Please do.
So it says, Mark, and it's from Anonymous. He does not give his name. I've just become a listener to your program over the months, and I've been thinking about myself for a time even longer than that. I want your opinion on something, and I know you don't know me, and I don't know you, and I'm going to give you a few key details and then ask you, what do you think? I was a drug dealer. I sold drugs for years, marijuana, hallucinogens, pharmaceutical here and there. Eventually, I was busted by a friend of a friend. That's how it always goes, right? I was arrested, harassed, lied to by the police, coerced into making a confession. I was young, stupid, and scared. Mm. Heard that before. I don't know. I didn't know what to do, and they told me to help them. I found someone for them. It was not someone I knew. Rather, someone I found for the very purpose. This was over a period of over a year. The whole time, the imminent cloud of imprisonment and the halt of life as I knew it hung over my head. Constantly lingering and reminded, I caved to the pressure. I literally broke down. I immediately regretted what I had done, and I think of it as the worst transgression I've made upon another human. I've regretted this choice since the very same day. But there's no chance to turn back the clock. I must live with it, what I've done. I was pressured. I thought I could hold on to a piece of my life, a piece that of what it was, no matter what it was. I thought about my girlfriend at the time. I thought about myself, my happiness, my friends, my life, my liberty. I was not thinking about someone else's liberty being stolen as a result of my actions. I was guided by a lawyer and threats from the police. I made the wrong choice. I did the wrong thing. I still have not gotten off probation from this charge, even though it was years ago. I'm still paying for the sins of the past, and in the sense of what I know I've done, I will always be paying for that. Can't ever go back, but I need to move forward. I don't know how to cope with that. I heard Ian say on the show the other day that he felt that snitches need only be exposed and ostracized. That's what they deserve. I've never been a snitch. I've never been involved in that kind of thing, but I assure you, people compromise their principles when they're in a pinch. I'm not that kind of person, and I regret every day that I have done this, done to this man that I barely knew. What I've done to this man, I can forgive myself, but knowing that and hearing that kind of open expression, which I understand the feeling toward, how could I ever feel welcome in a place like that? And I assume he's talking about the Free State Project in New Hampshire. When does the past become the past, and when can we say we learned? We were wrong. We need to make sure no one else is ever put in that situation, never lied to by the authorities.
I think it's as soon as you say you were wrong. I mean, if you continue being a snitch, then you're a scumbag. But as soon as you stop snitching, then you can make right, you can make good.
Yeah,
somehow.
I think that's absolutely true. And this is it's sort of the moment of redemption that if people are willing to do that. You know, if you're in front of a large room and you say, you know, I stole many things in my life, but I now at this moment proclaim I'll never do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get the applause from the crowd, and people will be, you know, depending on what kind of a public speaker you are, their hearts will be warmed, the tears will come to their eyes, and they'll give you a redemption. And I think that the people are, you know, people believe in mercy. And yeah, especially if you make some kind of effort to make up for what you've done. And I think that it can be.
Sure. I mean, well, look at Brad Jardis. I mean, he wasn't a snitch, but he was a cop for about a decade. And he did a lot of things that he looks back on and really regrets. And he has to live with everything he's done, with the people that he's put in a jail cell that didn't belong there, the aggression that he's committed against a lot of folks.
But the very fact that he speaks out against it is redemption enough for me. As a matter of fact,
I agree.
You know, talking about it too much almost gets repetitive. You know what I mean?
So Brad, or
yeah, well, it could be, right? This is general. Like you could beat that horse too much. You know what I mean? Lashing
who's
yourself.
Talking about, who's
flagellation.
Talking, you talking about us talking about Brad or Brad talking about Brad?
Just in general. I think that a person can talk about what they've done wrong too often.
I see.
And it can turn into this sort of flagellation fest,
mm-hmm.
meaning, you know, beating yourself on the back.
Well, I think there's more that should be done besides just talking about it. Brad actually goes in and does what he can to spread the ideas of freedom and to make up for what he's done. Because it's one thing to say you're sorry. It's another thing to get out there and try to turn around the situation that you used to be a part of.
How would this guy do that?
I don't know. I think that it's enough to just say he was sorry because he wasn't actually out committing wholesale violence against people. I think what Brad did was far more egregious than what this man did. This man was placed under a pressure, you know, a very high pressure situation.
I can tell you that having been in a situation similar, if I had been given an opportunity like this, I'd have taken it. I absolutely would. If I didn't know any better, I mean, I know these ideas of liberty and standing tall and all that stuff. It's, you know, to some extent, you're asking people that, because the system is going to destroy you if they give you an offer like this and you say, no thanks. That's wrong.
Because, well, that's what they want you to think, right? I mean, this is all part of the pleading process, part of them twisting the knife in your back, so to speak, to try to get you to go along with what they want. A lot of people don't take their drug charges to trial. They'll just whatever the police suggest.
It seems like when people go to trial that they can get much longer sentences.
That's what they want you to think, and it may be true. It may very well be true, and luckily we've got...
I'm telling you as a guy who spent 9 years in prison that that's what I believe. I may be wrong.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know how true or false that is because barely anybody takes their case to trial.
I met a few.
So we don't know. We don't really know. Although right here in New Hampshire, we do have Sovereign Curtis, one of the co-hosts on the show, who is facing felony charges for marijuana. And he is, it looks, looking like he is going to take that to trial sometime early next year. So should be interesting to see how that turns out.
I'd like to see a jury trial in that case.
So he could just come out and he could apologize to the person that he snitched out. And then he'd have to reach inside himself to figure out what to do next. You know, how to kind of make things right in the world. I don't know. It's a good question, Mark. What could he do?
There's several questions here. Let me get to them. We need to make sure that no one's ever put in that situation, never lied to by those in authority, never forced to confess, never tricked into transgressing against citizens. I don't want anyone to be here to ever have to do that. How can I come to terms with that while still introducing myself as I am today? I feel like if I were about to talk about my ideals, my thoughts of how things should be, it would be disingenuous because of what I've done, my unforgivable sin.
So I don't know if it's unforgivable.
Right. I don't think there is an unforgivable sin. I don't believe that. I mean, for one, I don't think of sin in the same, like a biblical sense. I think of it as transgressions. But I don't really think of... He's nowhere near what I consider unforgivable.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It might not be easy for the person he put in a jail cell to forgive him, but he could do it. More coming up. We'll continue his email in moments. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. If you want to, by the way, support this program, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, you can do that. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over, become an amplifier. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Go get all the details, get signed up, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Mark is sharing with us an email from someone who is thankfully regretful for what he has done in the past, and that is he was selling some drugs at one point in his life, got popped, and then rolled over on somebody apparently that he didn't know. I don't know how exactly that all panned out. He managed to find someone else who was a drug dealer for the police.
I think they send people out as informants or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
I don't either.
He managed to give him a name somehow, and they went after that other person, and as a result of that, he got a reduced sentence, that kind of thing. And now he feels bad about what he did, as he should. He hurt somebody else in order to lessen his own pain. And I don't blame someone for wanting to do that. It must be very, very persuasive at the time it's being offered. I've known people who've rolled over on their own brother, that kind of thing.
That's right.
So you never know who's going to snitch you out in that particular situation.
Yeah, basically you have to come to the you have to come to the situation understanding that anybody who gets picked up and is scared enough is going to roll on you, girlfriend, wife. Your mom. I mean, just basically, that's how it goes. If the cops get them in a scenario where they've got them with something that they're hanging over their head, some kind of charge or another, you just assume they're gonna roll on you, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, pretty much. So he's
best thing to do is get an attorney and keep your mouth shut.
He's got some more thoughts or questions that he wanted to share, so let's do that.
So yeah, he goes on. He says, "I'm sure you get all kinds of crazy emails. You just don't know, man. But I've become kind of interested in what's going on up there. He's referring to the Free State Project, and I think it's something that I'd like to be involved in. But I don't know how to come clean with what I've done without becoming a completely tarnished person in the process. I don't even know if I was in the clear, I was that clear in this message. It feels so jumbled because feelings in real life can't always be explained so elegantly. I hope you understand and have time to respond, but I would understand if you did not. For reference, anyway, my original charge was in mid-07. I committed the unforgivable act in early 08, and I was sentenced in mid-08. My point being is that some time has transpired. So, you know, if you're looking to me for redemption, you know, go my son and sin no more. You know, you've got it from me. If you want from me an action that you might take is, you know, having been in a situation where a guy did, in fact, you know, he turned state's evidence on me. In it, you know, in a manner that was not factual. OK, so he lied and turned state's evidence on me. And, you know, an apology from him wouldn't have been so bad.
You never got one.
I didn't get one. No, I did get a signed confession from him. So I didn't get him. You know, there were no tears, none of the hand wringing or anything like that. But he did give me a signed, notarized confession that I could use to take back to court. The Supreme Court made a ruling in my favor at that time, so I never actually took the case back to court because it wouldn't have been in my best interest at that point. I would have rather been free than exonerated. So,
and that guy ended up getting shot and killed later on.
He did, yeah. Like his action, you know, he's just a criminal. Yeah. And so, you know, he lived by the sword, died by the sword, and that kind of happens. But I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world for you to send this guy a letter, you know, apologizing, telling him you've come to, you know, why it is you've come to this point that you want to give him the apology. And, you know, I wouldn't put myself in any circumstance where I was, you know, writing anything down that could be used against me in a court of law. Mm-hmm. But you can apologize to the guy, and I think that that would be enough. Everybody here for the Free State Project, everybody who believes in the ideas of liberty, has come to those ideas from you know, a point of not believing them.
Yeah.
You know, these ideas aren't pervasive in society. They're logical. Once you hear them, they tend to sink their roots into your mind. But most people got here from a path of sort of, you know, normal thought process where you do whatever it takes to live your life to, you know, live it the best you can. So we've all done things that we regret. And,
sure, who hasn't?
Right. So, you know, saying you're sorry, doing a little something to show you're sorry, I don't think it takes anything more than that.
Yeah, I can't see, I mean, knowing the people that I know here in New Hampshire, the activists up here, they've forgiven Brad Jardis for his transgressions, and they're friendly with him, and mm-hmm. He's a valuable member of the activist community.
Indeed.
Up here now. So,
sure.
I mean, Brad's put people, a lot more people behind bars than this guy did.
Yeah. I think that largely Anonymous here is beating himself up over something that, at least in my world, isn't that big of a deal. I mean, it's over. Don't do it again, that kind of thing.
There you go. Thanks for the email. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
He's never had anything like that before. No one's ever written an email like that.
No, you're right. No one has. I mean, we've had people talk about how they have been busted for things like statutory rape, for instance, or that kind of a situation. We've had listeners, longtime listeners, tell
us. We've talked about their court cases and things like that, but no one's ever called in and said, hey, this is how I turned state's evidence on somebody and, you know, managed to get my sentence lessened.
Mm. Yeah, we never did find out what his sentence was. He didn't mention that, right?
He's on probation still.
Probation. Okay. So you can share that with us, whatever you want with us, at 800-259-9231. Bloomberg.
And Anonymous, while you have the chance, please go to freestateproject.org and sign up today.
Yep. Bloomberg reporting that former Mexican President Vicente Fox said his country should legalize the production and sale of drugs in order to curb rising cartel-related violence. So in another story where a politician, former politician, comes out and actually says something sensible. It's very rare that they'll actually say something like this while they're in some sort of seat of power. But
indeed.
Later on, kind of like the guys with law enforcement against prohibition, after they're done with their police career busting people and putting them in jail cells, then they come out and they talk out against prohibition. I'd rather have them talking out against it at some point than never.
Indeed.
So I appreciate what Vicente here is saying. In fact, he points out That radical prohibition strategies have never worked, said Fox. The cost of the fight against organized crime, and in particular narcotics trafficking, has been enormous in our country. Legalizing narcotics would curtail funding to organized groups, organized crime groups, who are using profits from the drug trade to consolidate power, wrote Fox yesterday on his personal website. The drug war has killed 28,000 people in Mexico since late 2006, when President Felipe Calderon entered office vowing to take on the cartels. According to data from the government intelligence agency, known as CISEN, that's keeping tourists away and limiting foreign direct investment, said Fox. He said in an interview with Bloomberg Television that the United States and Mexico were responsible for the violence. He said, quote, "What is happening is that this huge market of the United States in drug consumption, the largest in the world, is generating the weapons that are sold to Mexican cartels and is generating the money that is laundered in the United States and brought to Mexico. More than 90% of weapons used in violent crimes in Mexico are brought in illegally from the United States, according to the BATF. And Calderon, a member of, that's the current president, a member of Fox's National Action Party, said last week he was open to debate on the legalization issue, even as he said he was personally opposed to the idea because it represented a health risk to society. Apparently the gangs killing one another right. and random passersby in the street is not a health risk.
Right. Those 45 caliber rounds whipping all over the place, that won't hurt you.
Yeah, well, my question here is how many people have died? Because according to the statistics, the estimates are that 28,000 people have died in Mexico in the drug war just since 2006. So in approximately 4 years, 28,000 people dead as a result of the war on drugs, the fighting and such that goes on because it's prohibited. How many people have died from overdoses on illegal drugs since then in Mexico?
Comparatively, it's a minimal amount.
A fraction. Yeah, it's a fraction of a fraction because very few people actually die from overdosing on drugs. And usually the reason is because the drugs are impure and they're made at in questionable places, in questionable ways.
Right.
And that's all a result of prohibition.
Because there's no regulation at all on dosage. So you don't know what you're getting each time. When you get a 8-ball of cocaine, and it may or may not, it's going to have different amounts of cocaine in it every single time. It's going to be cut with different amounts of whatever it is that they cut it with. You never know what you're taking.
So, good. I guess kudos out to Vicente Fox for coming out of the closet against the war on drugs. He's going all the way. Good for him. 800-259-9231. See, even politicians can be redeemed. Maybe. Hour number two is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about a heroic pirate radio operator here in a little bit. And you can bring anything.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.